This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
My name is Julie Lamb. I am one of the owners of the Cromwell Estate. I'm here with the other one, Evan Gregory. We are a new escape room in the Anaheim area. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 12:15 to midnight. And you can catch us at thecromwellestate.com.
How long is a typical escape game for you here?
It all depends on how well you communicate with your team and the different type of thinkers you bring with you. You have 60 minutes in the room, but you could very well escape much sooner than that. Our typical goal is that if you do escape, you do escape in the last 10 seconds. It's the most exciting thing. It's the nail biter of it.
So walk us through, without giving any spoilers, the theme of the Cromwell Estate.
Well, a little bit about the backstory is you and your friends have gone on a hike and a storm starts to roll in. You don't have any cell reception because of the storm and you decide that you are just gonna go home. By the time you get back to your cars, you see a puddle of fluid and you realize that your fuel lines have been cut. So you are basically stranded. You walk up a path to see if maybe you could find other hikers or a house with a phone, and you just stumble upon creepy thing after creepy thing.
One of the unique elements for me visiting this escape room was the facade, right when you come and you come in. And I just think the idea of, and I've just never seen that before in an escape room, is actually you start outside and you walk into the actual facade.
Absolutely. And we wanted to start the experience as close to the entrance door as possible. We wanted to fully immerse everybody in that type of atmosphere, that you really were hiking and you feel like you're outside and you really are walking up to a real door.
Talk to us a little bit about the creation of the effects inside.
We did think about outsourcing a few of our puzzles, but we wanted to try to do it ourselves. We wanted to have this experience be 100% of our blood, sweat, and tears. So that's exactly what we did. We wanted to keep things very low-tech, very realistic, very immersive. The things in this room feel like they are where they're supposed to be until you look closer to detail. For puzzles, they range from very simple tech mechanical puzzles to actual technical lever and pulley type systems. Yeah, everything is produced in-house.
Is there a specific age range that you recommend for the escape room?
We are 16 and up.
And why horror? I mean, why pick that as an escape room?
It is a passion project. It really is a passion project. And if it were any other theme, I don't believe that we would be as passionate. I mean, it's a very broad question because I don't think we've even asked ourselves that. It is something that we didn't need to ask ourselves. It was something that we were so sure of from the very beginning. We didn't toss out any other theme ideas out there. It was 100%. Let's do an escape room. Let's create an escape room. How scary can we make this? That was the next question that came after that.
Can you walk us through what you're going to be doing to celebrate Halloween at the Cromwell Estate?
Right now, a little bit of a background of our rooms. You do walk up to this door. You do feel like you're outside, but when you open the door, you do feel like you are inside an estate. Right now, we have a foyer filled with pictures, family photos, eerie lighting. And you find out as you uncover all of the mysteries behind this family, all the sick and twisted, hidden things inside of this estate that they were trying to hide that you just uncovered. It's going to be a fun little challenge for us to decorate for Halloween. We definitely want to do something retro, something fun, something just as eerie. The puzzles that we're going to be adding are definitely going to amplify the scare factor because it is the season. And our puzzles also are going to be just as difficult as the ones we already have in there.
And when are you doing your Halloween-themed escape room?
We plan to have it fully running and operational in the week of October 24th to the 31st. October 1st will be probably the beginning of the launch, and you'll see little bits and pieces on our social media sites and a little behind-the-scenes action on there. We are also changing a little bit of the backstory to make you feel like you are trick-or-treaters walking up to the house to trick-or-treat, but you might get a trick.
We're going to take just a short break and hear a word from our sponsors, Gantam Live, and their game Z-Tag, the live zombie infection game.
It was intense.
When the apocalypse comes.
When I was running, it completely dodged an entire crowd of nine.
Will you survive?
You gotta act quickly.
Z-Tag brings the undead to life.
If you take your time, it's gonna be too late.
In a real world challenge.
Next thing you know, you turn around, there's zombies.
Of speed, agility, and survival.
This is an awesome birthday.
It's zombies against humans.
Buildings, it was mazes. They're jumping out of everywhere.
Wear your Z-Tag badge with its flashing LEDs and get into action.
It really felt like zombies were coming at you at the end when you see the red tags everywhere.
Hunt or be hunted, take your pick.
It was a game you had to find.
Red light for zombies and green light for humans.
When you're like walking in and all of a sudden zombies come by.
Your survival instincts will be put to the ultimate test.
I would play Z-Tag again.
Do you have what it takes? Hashtag play Z-Tag.
Welcome back. We're here at the Cromwell Estate in Anaheim with Julie. And before the break, we talked with Julie basically about the who, what, when, where, why of her Cromwell Estate. And she said a little bit in the first half of the episode about this being a passion project. And now I want to ask you, Julie, what do you mean that it's a passion project? I mean, it's a business, isn't it?
It is. But both me and my partner, Evan, agree from the very beginning that what we wanted to do with our lives should be extremely fulfilling for us and fun. When the explosion of escape rooms happened in Los Angeles, that's actually where I met my partner, Evan, and we did our very first escape room together. It was horror themed, and that might be where we fell in love with the whole idea. I don't know. We got addicted the minute we walked through that door. And coming on 3 years later, we decided to do this escape room. We decided wholeheartedly, this is going to be a great idea. And then we laid out our business plan because it is a business. We definitely saw some obstacles coming our way, but both of us were very headstrong at the fact that we could do this. So from the very beginning, we were searching our couches, searching our cars. I asked my grandparents for a jar of change. We started rolling quarters, and with this big tin of rolled change, we opened our first business account. From there, we decided that we were going to do a Kickstarter. We needed a little bit more. So we launched a Kickstarter, which I'm happy to say we were successfully funded. And it kind of just went off from there. We never lost the passion for it. Even to this day, we are just excited about it with every single group that walks into this place.
So it was a financial risk for you, though?
Oh, absolutely. I still work a full-time job outside of here. We are still very new. And every day when I wake up, I open my phone, I look at our booking site, and I am terrified to see that there's nobody booked that day, that our Saturday is completely empty. I every single week, we have the same conversation. What if Saturday isn't booked? What are we going to do? And it's something we consistently talk about, but we still are extremely excited and extremely passionate about getting people in here and doing this.
But your bookings have been good so far.
We are quite shocked how booked we got, especially so soon. We thought it was going to be a slow build, but as of right now, we have bookings into November. Our weekends fill up by the previous weekend. Our Fridays and Saturdays are super busy. Our Tuesdays are slowly building.
So are you worried that this attention or this amount bookings is going to peter off as people finish the escape room?
I mean, it is definitely a worry of mine that as time goes by, the popularity of this will start to die down. But after seeing the reactions of people who walk into the room versus walking out of the room, my doubts are slowly lifting.
Tell me about some of the reactions that people have when they leave.
Well, since we do have a beautiful outside facade of a house, my favorite thing is when I can hear the group go upstairs and gasp. That is one of my favorite things. It makes me feel like the hours of work that we put into building everything, into painting the walls ourselves, into building our own puzzles, into every single screw and nail in this place put in by us makes it so worth it. I think my favorite part about our customers in general is when we get a group, groups that get grouped together that don't know each other, who are a little standoffish. I know when I'm game mastering, I like to introduce everybody either by team name, and things are a little awkward at first, but maybe I do a little icebreaker. Sometimes I say everybody say their favorite color, just to break the ice, because they are locked in a room for 60 minutes with each other and communication is key. And my favorite part about all of that is when they go upstairs, and we've actually had a group do this, they didn't know each other, they met in the lobby, they seemed very shy with each other, very nice people. They went upstairs, they did the room, I saw the ice breaking, everybody was communicating. I couldn't even remember looking on screen who came with who. Everybody was working together. And by the time they went downstairs and took a group photo together, they decided that they were all gonna go to lunch right after. Building those types of bonds was something I actually did not even expect to see.
Tell me more about the obstacles that you faced, not just the monetary obstacles, but the obstacles you faced in creating and growing the escape room.
General obstacles we had were space issues. From the very beginning, we got turned down by so many locations. We fell in love with about 10 warehouses that we were obsessed about. We brought our measuring tape. We could see it in our heads, and we just got the flat out no. And after a while, you don't become numb to the rejection. It hurts just as much as the first warehouse you fell in love with. Luckily for us, we did find a location. Our saving grace was a business plan that we had already made up from the very beginning. Another obstacle would be just technical issues in building. We are self-taught everything, trying to learn how to wire things. We personally want to know how to do every aspect of this business, including the building of the puzzles and the wiring of the puzzles and the wiring of the speaker system and the booking page, everything, everything. We both want to know exactly what each other's doing and know the job in and out.
Paint a picture for me of a time where you saw the perfect Cromwell Estate experience in your guests.
We had a large group. They all knew each other. They communicated very well with each other. I can say that now after viewing the video. They were so genuinely sweet to us before they went in the room. They had a great attitude about it before going into the room. And they really immersed themselves in it. They weren't scoffing at anything. They weren't overly pretending. They were like, okay, guys, we're hiking. And they walk up those stairs. And after a while, I could hear them say things like, you guys, we gotta get out of here. He's coming back. Genuinely believing this, that Isaac, the killer, was going to come and get them in about, time check, 21 minutes. I think what I loved the most about them is how gentle they were with our things. The respect I have from our customers is great. That's something I really, that's a perfect situation. They come in, they're happy before they come in. They go upstairs, they thoroughly enjoy the experience. They come downstairs and they are like grateful. They're genuinely grateful to have experienced something like this.
There's a lot of thought that goes into every element of the escape room that you produce. What is the overall thematic goal that you are trying to accomplish, that you are trying to push out into the world?
We want to hit every single point of this is an immersive experience. But not only is it an immersive experience, they had a great customer experience, customer service experience. They had a great time. They were entertained. They were scared. I mean, the overall theme is horror. If I don't get a scream out of them, I don't feel I've done my part.
What are you doing to encourage repeat customers?
Replayability is definitely a struggle within the escape room community, definitely in this industry. It is still in its infancy stage. I think generally expanding and currently updating what you have will bring those repeat customers, as well as keeping a high quality of things, keeping a good quality for customer enjoyment. Follow-up is definitely great. After a customer does the experience, they go home and they get an email about feedback, and we do respond. We are very responsive. That's something we pride ourselves on, but we are definitely expanding. That's something that we are planning on doing sometime early in 2017 is our high hopes, because we obviously want to keep growing. We want to do things bigger, better, scarier.
We're heading towards the end of the interview here. Is there anything that you would like to add before we sign off, Julie?
I just want to thank our whole support system. Without my dad, Craig Lamb, we would not have anything, really. We would have a table with a bunch of puzzles. He is the mastermind behind electrical and building and the whole setup up there. And even the things we don't think about, like the setup of the doors, that was his idea. That was much appreciated. We would not even be a company without our other partner, Janet Gregory. She is so business savvy. She helped us through anything legal, anything to do with our LLC, anything to do with the city, any type of paperwork. She is a genius behind that. She also runs our finances. She is basically everything. And all of our friends who come to help us just out of general interest, and most of all, our really, really supportive customers that we've had come through here. It's what we do this for, and seeing that people actually enjoy what we have created is what is worth it. It's not the paycheck. It's the look on their face. Even if it is a scared look, it is worth that.
I'm Philip Hernandez, and this show is produced by the Haunted Attraction Network. Today's episode was edited and mixed by Mike Migas. Chris Thomas wrote and performed our theme song and our special introduction music. Additional music and vocals from Music Radio Creative. Today's sponsor was Gantam Live and ZTAG. Learn more at www.ztag.com or by finding them on social at PlayZTAG. If you enjoyed today's episode, please, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review in iTunes or your favorite podcaster app. Those reviews help us tremendously. If you leave a review, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and we can thank you personally. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay scary.